USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee is holding a virtual hearing about a Department of Health and Human Services report regarding supply shortages during the coronavirus pandemic.
Regretfully, in recent weeks, President Trump has taken steps to remove, replace, or attack numerous officials in the IG community.
That's Chairman of the Committee, Democrat Kara Maloney, saying it's her committee's responsibility to protect them from political interference. Meanwhile, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he can't believe what the shortage report says.
I'm deeply concerned with the flawed methodology that HHS-OIG used to create this biased report.
Minnesota Mayor Jacob Frey says four officers have been fired after a black man died while in custody. The FBI is investigating the case. A viral video shows an officer pressing his knee against a man's neck for several minutes. USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.